The troublers are the problem. There are many troublemakers in the Bible, but only two are called troublers. And even one of those troublers was falsely accused. The man who accused him was the real troubler. In Scripture, a troubler is one who disobeys the clear command of the Lord to the detriment of the people of God. The first troubler is Achan, the troubler of Israel, who broke faith in the matter of the devoted thing. 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 7, ESV. Achan's sin led to Israel's defeat at Ai in the Promised Land. When an Israelite army fled before a smaller army because the hearts of the people melted in fear and became like water, Joshua chapter 7, verse 5. When Joshua fell on his face before the Lord and asked the reason for this defeat, the Lord explained. He said that Israel had broken covenant with him by stealing and lying. The Lord had commanded his people, when they were victorious at Jericho, to engage in religious purification by devoting the city and everything in it to the Lord for destruction. Achan had disobeyed the Lord's explicit instruction by taking a beautiful robe, silver, and gold, verses 20 through 21. Because Achan took things the Lord had devoted to destruction, Israel itself became devoted to destruction, verse 12. That is why they experienced defeat at Ai. Achan truly was a troubler of Israel. The second troubler, however, only actually troubled the Lord's enemies. God raised up the prophet Elijah to confront the wicked king Ahab. How wicked was Ahab? Ahab, son of Omri, did more evil in the eyes of the Lord than any of those before him. He also married Jezebel, daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and began to serve Baal and worship him. Ahab did more to arouse the anger of the Lord, the God of Israel, than did all the kings of Israel before him. 1 Kings chapter 16, verses 30 through 31 and 33. Ahab was exceedingly wicked. For that reason, he hated Elijah, who had the courage to rebuke him for his idolatry. As a judgment, Elijah had prophesied that there would be no rain in Israel except at his word. This divinely ordained drought went on for 3 years and led to the dramatic contest on Mount Carmel between Elijah and 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah. After the false prophets failed miserably to call down fire upon their offering to Baal, Yahweh showed that He is the true and living God by sending fire from heaven to consume a burnt offering, wood, stones, dust, and water in the trench around the sacrifice. Chapter 18, verses 36 through 39. As a result, the false prophets were put to the sword, and God sent rain by Elijah's word, verses 40 and 45. Before this contest, Elijah sent for Ahab. When the evil king saw God's prophet, the king said, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?" Verse 17. Elijah, not one to back down from a confrontation, threw the accusation back at Ahab. "I have not made trouble for Israel, but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commands and have followed the Baals." Verse 18. Elijah then challenged Ahab to gather the false